Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. To learn more about City Place Church, visit cityplacechurch.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at City Place Church.
If you have your Bibles, turn me to Isaiah 43. The thought for today is, I believe in yesterday. We'll talk about that song here in a second. If you can listen to the lyrics of the song dwells with the past. The day before was had some hope, but yesterday is what I'm thinking about the most. Yesterday was beautiful. The thing that I chased yesterday was exciting. The moments of yesterday was where I longed to be again yesterday. The amazement moments, the highs, that's where it was at. But as I'm sitting here playing this song, it was all about yesterday. I believe in yesterday. Isaiah 43 says this in verse 15 through 19. This is the prophet Isaiah speaking on God's behalf. And God says this, I am the Lord your God, the Holy One, the creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a wick. But do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Everybody say new. Everybody say new. Now it shall spring forth. Everybody say now. Everybody say new. And everybody say now. No delay. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. Change us. Mold our heart. Shape our life for this next decade. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 43, the prophet Isaiah is talking to God's people, and he reminds them of yesterday. The yesterday of the people of Israel was not filled with pleasantries all of their life. It was filled with ups and downs. And God says, now, I am the Lord your God. There's nobody like me. I am the creator of all things. I am your king. He then goes on and he says, now listen, the chariots and the horses, they chased you, but I removed them. He says, now you got to the sea. I dealt with the sea. You crossed over. And then he says, now forget about all of that. Forget about what you just experienced. Forget about what you just saw. Behold, I am doing a new thing. And he doesn't say, that's it. He says, now it will spring forth. Everybody say now. So we have yesterday and we have a new thing that is now. And then he says, just to prove to you how amazing this moment of your life now will be, he says that if you come to an obstacle, I will make a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He takes them back to yesterday, but then he says, forget about yesterday. Now something new is going to happen. And then he asks them a question. He says, now, do you think it's going to happen? We are at the end of a year, and we have stories, miracles, victories, and for some of us, we feel like we've had defeats. This morning, I want us to think back for a moment to this year, but also to the last decade. Here's what I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me. He said, Damon, if you're not careful, you'll forget about the decade and only focus on the year. You'll only focus on the year, but you'll forget about the decade. And I realized that we're not just leaving a year, we're leaving a decade. And if we're not careful, we'll leave the decade behind and we'll bring with us things that should not take the journey. So God says to them, he says, listen, the miracles that you've seen are, he didn't say it like this, I'm just paraphrasing it for our understanding. He says, everything that you've done has blown your mind already. There were some high moments, some low moments. God exposes them. He tells them what was high, what was low. He says, now, I brought you through all of that. The reason why is because I am the Lord God. There's nobody like me. I am the creator of all things. I am the king. Remember? Remember that? And then right after he tells them what to think about, he goes, now forget all of that. Because if not, you'll believe in yesterday. That's where the song comes in. See, if I'm not careful, and if I don't realize that God has something new for me, I will believe in yesterday. See, if I can prove it to you. If you read the book of Exodus, God was bringing the Israelites out. And he was doing miracles after one after another. But when there was a pause, they would say, back in Egypt, we had food on our table. See, if we're not careful and realize that God wants to do new things and he does the impossible and it literally can be our normal. I say that all the time. It's like a verbiage of my life now is that literally the impossible can be our normal. Like, honestly, that's what God was saying to him. He's like, the impossible thing has been your normal. And if you're not careful, you will only think about yesterday. There are things that I have for you that you haven't even experienced yet. In the last decade, I know this to be sure in this room. In the last decade, there have been hurts. There have been pains. There have been sicknesses. There have been things that you felt like the enemy defeated you in. But can I tell you, just by looking at you today, I am here to declare to you that you are victorious. I'm looking at you. Some of you have experienced tragedy, loss, jobs, your mind, depression, whatever the worst thing could be. Some people in this room, you have experienced it. And you didn't think you were going to make it in 2011. But you're still standing. The devil has thrown his best shot at you. And you showed up this morning on the last Sunday of 2019. My assignment is to get us to know that if you made it this far, the enemy tried and he cannot take you out. But we cannot believe in yesterday. We cannot look back at yesterday because victory is in front of you now. I feel like I'm about to give a Braveheart speech. We are about to take the hill. For freedom! I feel my Holy Ghost help this morning. The reason why is because there is no need for us. We're all guilty of it. Going into the next year, I sure hope that it don't be like it was last year. Oh, I'm praying for the same thing. I'm believing for the same thing. I'm just here to tell you, me looking at you as Pastor Damon of City Place Church, you are victorious. And that's not a spiritual cliche. You made it. Some of you, the enemy threw haymakers, the devil, threw haymakers at you. Sickness in your body, terminal disease, loss of loved ones, loss of job, struggle in your mind, can't get to promotion, marriage jacked up, and you walked into God's house today for something. I'm here to tell you that you are victorious. Don't believe in yesterday. Behold, I'm doing a new thing, not tomorrow, not 2 years from now. Now it shall spring forth. The question is, do you know it? Do you know that God is going to do something new? Please hear me. I am not trying to motivate you today. I am not trying to motivate you today. This is not that Sunday. This Sunday, I am trying to make sure that you get yours before this decade ends. I promise you that if our heart is tender, we can leave here not dragging the divorce into the next decade, not dragging the illness that you fought for 3 years, got remission, worried if it's going to come back. I'm here to tell you that if God did it for you, he's got more in store for you, and all we have to do is say yes. I believe in yesterday. Why did she go? I don't know the song all the way. That's when you got to mumble it, you know what I mean? But I'm singing about the past, and God is focused on my future. It's contrary to how he sees you. The Bible says that he declares the thing from the end, and then he goes and rewind to the beginning. We walk, And we look back, and God's back here going, come on. You know how it is when you're trying to walk, the little baby like, come here, Tommy. Come here. Okay. And God's already at the end going, you made it. Let's go. Come on. New stuff. But we're here going, I don't even know why I left the starting block. I ain't getting no trouble when I was here. Before I said yes to serving God, I didn't have a sickness. Before I said yes to God, I didn't have marriage problems. Before I started tithing, I didn't lose my job. Why would I walk that direction when here was safe? I believe in yesterday. Look at what Deuteronomy 4 says. Deuteronomy, and I want you to hear this, watch. I'm going to read the verse as it is, but I want you to think of it as if it's you. Watch this. It says this. It says, for what great nation has a God near them as the Lord our God is near to us whenever we call? Pause. What group of people has a Savior so near to you than you have? What other group of people has a risen Savior as near to them as you have? Who else has a Jesus that would die for them like your Jesus? Selah, ponder. Think about that for a second. Who else has a God as close to them as yours? And what great nation has decrees and regulations as righteousness and fair as the body of instructions that I'm giving you today? But watch out, be careful, never to forget what you yourself have seen. Do not let these memories escape your mind as long as you live, and be sure to pass them on to your children and your grandchildren. Never forget the day when you stood before the Lord your God at Mount Sinai, when he told you to summon the people, told me to summon the people before me, and I will personally instruct them that they will learn to fear me as long as they live, and they will teach their children to fear me also. How great is our God that he rests with you. The story in Deuteronomy, Moses is talking to the people and he says, now listen, we can't live in the past. But when you talk about it, you don't talk about the hurts, you talk about the victories. So many times when we tell our stories, we tell the pain, but we don't say that we're still standing. We talk about the hurt, we talk about the pain, but we don't say that God brought me through. So when I tell a story of a loss or something, I say, yeah, when I was 18, my family, XYZ, and I stopped there. Versus saying when I was 18, this happened, but it was God's grace and it was God's hand that kept us through this. See, there's victory in every moment of our life. Who has a God so near than you do, Aaron? You, Trey. You, Reuben. You, Miss Janice. Who has a God so near to them that he would be that close? Everybody say, new? Say now. On your sermon notes, I wrote this down so that you can try it. I'm going to give you a few seconds in service to think about it. I want you to write down 5 wins from yesterday, this last decade. 5 wins from 2010. I know it seems cheesy, but sometimes we can forget because it can be filled with situations and problems and obstacles. 5 wins from yesterday. Even if it was a battle, you're still standing. I overcame an addiction. For some of you, you've had a small addiction and you're like, I'm just taking baby steps. I've been sober for 1 month. That's a win. Everything counts. That
classroom silence. Sometimes it's hard. It feels awkward when there's silence. Don't worry about the silence. Coming for your heart. 5 wins from the decade. Think back. Graduated high school. That's what I did at the beginning of the decade. Graduated high school. To God be the glory. You know what I mean? Sometimes I forget. Oh, my goodness. I graduated just 9 years ago. It flew by. Lord, help me. All right, so look up at me. Look up at me. You can finish that in a sec. You can finish it in a sec. The reason why I want us to look back over a decade is because I was praying and going into the next year, and the Lord challenged me, like, oh, pause. Why don't you look back at what happened over the last decade? So this is just me, as you're still thinking. In 2011, we had Noah. We had Noah. Going into this next decade, I wasn't thinking about Noah. I wasn't thinking about Noah. If this sounds bad, I apologize. I was thinking about what I wanted to see God do in 2020, but I wasn't thinking about Noah. Like, I praise God for Noah, but I wasn't thinking about the fact that our destiny changed in the decade when we had Noah. So I was like, oh my goodness, we had Noah. We felt a burden in 2011 that we were one day going to pastor a church. In 2011, we felt like we were one day going to pastor a church. That was 9 years ago. I hadn't thought back about this until this moment. Many people may not notice, but I was in the hospital for an extremely rapid heartbeat. And they had to put me on the machine, and they had to get my heart back in rhythm. And the doctors were like, you need to take this medicine. And I told him, I was like, I am not going to take this medicine. But what most people don't know was that while I was speaking faith, I was also fearful. But during that decade, the doctors also told me, we can't find nothing. It happened in this decade. Like, I didn't think about that. Like, I almost forgot about the victory, because if I'm not careful, I can, if an illness comes, I might be like, well, really? Well, he was my healer. I had extreme stress and anxiety. Ministry was breaking me down. The reason why I ended up in the hospital was because I had extreme stress and anxiety from church work. Is this okay if I'm just honest? And then I realized that, wait a second, that's an attack from the enemy. Overcame that. And the enemy still, just so you know, he still tries to throw that same blow. But now, since I'm like, well, wait a second, that was an attack in this decade, why would I not be aware that he might try to throw that same blow in the next decade? He has no permission in this next decade. We've lost family members. I've had to pastor families through tragic loss that I never thought. I matured as a young pastor in the last decade. In 2015, we were sent here to pastor because we had a burden in our church. We've seen in the last decade here at City Place Church over 300 people meet Jesus. In the last decade. We're only 3 years old, but it happened in the last decade. We've prayed for people. I have close friends that were believing God for children, and miraculously they've had children. We've had people who've been holding on to God for children, and they've adopted children. All of these things have happened in the last decade. So when you look at what God's done in your life, we can't take for granted the highs, and we can't take for granted the lows. Because when God is talking in Isaiah, he says, now listen, I brought you to this. I brought you to this. That wasn't all roses that I brought you through. Forget about it. Behold, I'm about to do a new thing. And just so you know, now, get ready.
Not tomorrow. Like now. I want to start right now. And then he says, do I have permission? Do you know it? The question that I have when you look at your five things, if you got that far, is will God have permission to do the new thing now? Are you aware that he's going to do the new thing? The new thing. Now. Here's what the Bible says. Is this okay? Y'all ready to go home yet? Because I got two more verses and I get you out of here. Deuteronomy chapter 6. 6 through 9 and then verse 23. He says this. This is Moses talking again. Listen, O Israel. The Lord is our God. The Lord alone. You must love the Lord your God with all you got. All your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Don't leave nothing out. He says, and you must yourselves wholeheartedly serve the Lord and commit to these commands that I'm giving you today. Watch, he says, repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you go home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, when you're getting up. Tie them to your hands. Wear them on your forehead as a reminder. Write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Verse 10, it says, the Lord your God will soon bring you into a land. Everybody say new. And everybody say now. New and now. He says, the Lord is soon bringing you into the land he swore to give you that he made to your ancestors, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it's a land with large, prosperous cities that you don't have to build. Verse 23. And God brought us out of Egypt so that he might give us the land he had sworn to our ancestors. Watch now. God brought you through this last decade. Not so that you can look back, but so that you can go to the land that he's promised you, so that God can fulfill his promise in your life, so that God can do something new in your life. This next decade is not the decade that you want to look back into the previous decade. Are you with me? Are y'all getting the overkill of the message? It's like you're going into something new now. Let God have permission so that you could have everything that God promised you. I'm going to rattle these off. Here's some key thoughts. You ready? Number one, praise God for yesterday's victories. Praise God for yesterday's victories. In fact, I would challenge you, if you journal, if you got a wall or something, every time God does something, write it down. Healed my body, got a new job, feel better after I prayed. No matter how small it is, felt like throwing in the towel, still standing. Yesterday, I felt depressed. Tuesday morning, I feel better. Write it down. The reason why is because if you read Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says, hey, listen, repeat that thing over and over again. The thing that I'm declaring to you is that God's going to do something new. Now, does he have permission? So when you leave here, you should be like, God, you're going to do something new, and you're going to do it now. Tomorrow when you wake up, God, you're going to do something new, and you're going to do it now. Tuesday, hey, God, you're going to do something new, and you're going to do it now. You're going to tell your family, hey, listen, last year, that's gone. God's going to do something new. He's going to do something now. Your grandkids, God's going to do something new. God's going to do something now. Your family member, let me tell you what, our family ain't going to be jacked up no more. God's going to do something new. God's going to do something now. You have to write it on your wall when you get home. Don't write it in permanent ink if you're trying to sell your house. Just write it on something that you can take up, put up, and take down. Look, God's going to do something new. God's going to do something now. Put it in front of you. Number one, praise God for yesterday's victories. Number two, give God permission to move. Do you think it's going to happen, he says in Isaiah? You have to give God permission to move. God is God, absolutely. But you have to give him permission. Sometimes we want God to just do stuff for us, and he's like, well, if you would allow me in, I will. It's already released. You've already got the victory. You just got to give him permission. Sometimes we stand in our own way. Give God permission. He says, do you believe that it's going to happen? He asked them a question after he told them. I'm sure he's like, I got permission. Because sometimes you get in the way. Number three, discover his promise for me. Discover his promise for me based on the word of God. Based on the word of God. God's word, the Bible, is filled with promise after promise for you. Here's the challenge. If we don't discover and uncover, it just sits. So that means that what we did in the previous decade, well, we just come to church, Pastor Damon will give me something that I can think about this week. In this next decade, search for yourself. It gets more intensified when I study for myself. Number four, fuel my relationship with Jesus. Fuel my relationship with Jesus. I have to fuel my relationship with Jesus. I have to add the intensity to my relationship with Jesus. And here's how I would do it. I'd praise him for past victories. I'd start back at number one. And I start back at one. Sorry, Brian McKnight. Sorry. Told y'all I shouldn't have talked about Taisha earlier. Number two, give God permission to move. Number three, discover his promise for me based on the word of God. Number four, fuel my relationship with Jesus by recalling past victories. Number five, don't look back and get stuck in the last decade. Don't look back and get stuck. Jorge, worship team, you can come forward. And then the last one, number six is, I ain't, bad language, seen nothing yet. I ain't, you can write it just like that, unless you're a grammar major. I ain't seen nothing yet. I ain't seen nothing yet. Can y'all say that with me? On three. Ready? One, two, three.
I ain't seen nothing yet.
Say it again.
I ain't seen
nothing yet. Come on, one more time.
I ain't seen nothing yet.
Behold, I'm doing a new thing now. Do you know it? I ain't seen nothing yet. 1 Corinthians 2 says, this is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared. Say what? Maybe I'm not reading that right. Hold on, let me read it again. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared. Prepared for those who love him. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Shall you not know it? So when God is speaking, God's like, I've already got it like set up for you. I'm not like preparing this along the way. Like it's already like there. The new thing is already there. It's already waiting for you. Everybody say new. Everybody say now. Everybody say prepared. The new thing is a now thing that's already prepared for you. I think we should see it. I think we should see it. I think this is the decade.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or, if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.